This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
All right, it's always a pleasure to welcome in the couple of guests we have with us, part of a great new organization called the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia, Anti-Achievement Gap Initiative here, working with young African-American males in our community. So, he is the Director of Community Engagement for Albemarle County Schools. We want to welcome Dr. Bernard Hairston with us as well, and Pastor Ricky White. Now, Pastor White, correct me, Union Grove Baptist Church?
Union Run Baptist Church.
Yeah. See, now we got it correct. And gentlemen, we want to welcome you both here. Thank you for taking the time out to be here.
Thank you, Jay.
Now, I also want to thank you because you have worked with these over 50 young men for 2 weeks. So I'm just glad you've got energy.
Yes.
When you came in today. Dr. Hairston, give me your impressions of what were you doing for the past 2 weeks with over 50 young African-American males?
Hi, Jay, and Charlottesville community. This is the second year of this initiative whereby we have identified a group of young men, African-American males, with a math aptitude. They're average to above average students, and our goal is to inspire them, give them some tools so that they are willing to accept the challenge of being academically competitive. Keyword, one of the key words that we put out there this week, to learn how to become academically competitive so that they can compete at upper level math classes. Last year, we had 33 students to enroll in this program. 30 of those students completed the program. This year, we started with 54. 48 of the students completed the program. You know, it's pretty challenging to, you know, take 2 weeks of your summer and you go from 8:30 to 3 o'clock every day, and some kids are there because, you know, somebody said you need to be here, not because they really wanted to be in the program or because their parents said be there. So a couple of the kids decided that it just wasn't the right thing for them. But those 48 who finished the program, I'm telling you, you know, it's been a healthy project for them.
Dr. Hairston, you've worked in education for years. How valuable is, they don't realize it, but how valuable in the grand scheme of things is this for these young men, and what are the age ranges involved in the program?
Well, we're talking about rising 5th, 6th, and 7th grade young men. We had a few 8th graders in the program this year because they began as 7th graders last year. Mm-hmm. So how valuable is it? Well, extremely valuable from my observations because I had a chance as an experienced educator, to see some uniqueness in this program. I saw young men engaging in a healthy and competitive environment where you don't really see that in a normal school setting. Oftentimes when you see African-American males in a classroom, they're a little more reserved. I saw young men stepping up, asking very challenging questions of their instructors, and really pushing each other in a positive sort of way.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
let me take that a step further. I would also say that as an experienced administrator, I've observed a lot of gifted level classes. And with gifted level classes, those teachers are trained to teach kids at higher levels. And those kids walk in with expectations. The teachers have expectations of them because when they look at these young people based on their background, they know that they are bright kids. So they come in with those high expectations of those kids. What I saw over the last 2 weeks was a group of young men who accepted a challenge to be taught much like a gifted level class. And let me tell you, they stepped up and did an exceptional job. I mean, it was extremely impressive to see how those young men just accepted the challenge. Let me give you a good example. I ordered this book for them to read, and I ordered it 2 weeks ago. Problem with UPS, problem with the weather, where we missed a day on Friday. The book came in on Friday of last week, and we couldn't get it to the young men. I was going to give it to them that Friday, and they would have the weekend to read it. We got the book to them Monday morning. The expectation is for you, everyone in this room, to read this book by Wednesday morning, and we will, by Wednesday afternoon, and we will have a discussion early Thursday morning on this book. I guarantee you that 90% of those young men read this book from cover to cover in 3 days, much like a gifted level teacher would do, have high expectations, and would not accept any excuses that this is what you're going to do, and you're going to be engaged in a in a small group discussion about the book. The book is called The Game. Mm-hmm. It's written by Walter Dean Myers. The kids loved it. And a couple kids asked, why are we reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, they ask questions like, why are we reading in this math camp?
Yeah.
And, of course, the answer is, you know, if you can read and you can do math, you know,
there you go.
You can be academically competitive.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking with Dr. Bernard Hairston and also Pastor Ricky White, kind enough to join us from the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. Just finished up the Math Cubed program, a mentorship program, as well as an algebra readiness program. Pastor White, you were in the classrooms, and just kind of give us your observations of how you think things went over these past 2 weeks.
Hey, in the classroom, it was an awesome experience. You know, I taught in the public school system for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
and this was one of the best settings I've ever been in. You know, the kids were really engaging. Their attitudes were super. No matter what work we worked on, you know, they were excited about what they were doing. They cooperated with each other. No matter how difficult the problems seemed to be, they were able to work through the problems, you know, through different settings. And I was just so excited. At one point, you know, I was so excited, you know, I actually had tears in my eyes because the guys were just so excited about learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love seeing that, you know, working with the Pythagorean theorem, you know, when dealing with square roots and actually understanding what was going on and being able to get up and explain what was happening. You know, it was exciting for me.
I'm curious because referencing on what you just said, because I work with a lot of athletes and things of the sort, and getting away from the stereotypical all African-American young males, they just want athletic success, athletic right. success, athletic success. So as you were just describing, what was it like when the proverbial light bulb goes off and they realize that there's such an advantage to being academically strong? And then as you were describing, right. what was it like for you as an educator, someone who had been there 18 years, for all of you, Dr. Hairston, who were involved, perceiving guys, while they enjoy athletics, looking at academic success as a priority and saying, wow, this is what I want to do right. in a program. And there are kids as young as fifth grade in there. That had to just be incredible to see.
Right, right. The kids also had an opportunity to participate with an activity called digital fabrication
mm-hmm.
In cooperation with the University of Virginia. So the kids were able to make several designs on a computer. After making the designs, you know, changing from centimeters to inches or inches to centimeters, and actually making a two-dimensional design and then print that design out. And also the fabricator actually cut those figures out, and then the kids could put those things together. But in many cases, they would have an activity where they would have to work on together, such as if you have a shark in a tank
mm-hmm.
and if you drop a fish in a tank, you know, what would be the direct path that the shark would take, you know, to get the fish? So they had to use the Pythagorean theorem,
mm-hmm.
To get the answer, you know, and by, you know, measuring hypotenuse and then changing numbers around. And they were able to figure the problem out, actually build a fish tank, you know, and then figure out how everything worked together. And it was awesome seeing them do that. And kids, the lights would come on. It was one child today in our closing ceremony about a month or so ago. You know, he would not stand up in front of the classroom to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today when he made a presentation, he stood up. And he just captivated the whole audience because he stood up and it was just awesome.
See,
and the parents said, I just can't believe my child did this.
It's amazing to see. And kids are kids. When they're encouraged and they have a belief in themselves, you see that they can excel. So we got about a minute left, Dr. Hairston. What's the next step? What's the next step for the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia? What's the next step for these young men?
Well, let's just say the next step for these young men first, because you can't do it in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this program is designed to give them that boost with math over the summer, but you need that reinforcement throughout the course of the year. So mm-hmm. strategically, we have a system in place where these young men will be matched up with a mentor who will be matched up with the home and the school to give them some support. We have a committee in place to plan monthly activities to engage these young men to have some follow-up activities based on the experiences that they gained this summer. You know, we have a lot of questions as educators as to why there's a difference with what we experienced over the last 2 weeks and what some of these kids experience during the course of the school year. And we have to get the answer to the question from the young men.
There we go. Dr. Bernard Hairston, Pastor Ricky White, can't thank the two of you enough, A, for what you did with these young men over the two-week span, and there were others that were involved as well. But thanks for coming down and sharing it with us today. And Dr. Hairston, before you go, in our last few seconds here, where can folks find out more information about what the organization is doing you know, and to be active in the lives of these young men?
Well, Jay, that's a good question. I mean, we're still developing our system as an organization. We're only a year old. Even though we're out there doing a lot of things, we have a P.O. Box number. We're still working on our website.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 8226, Charlottesville, 22906. If you want to write us, 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. We're still working on the website, 100 BMOC. But it's incomplete at this point.
All good things. I just want people to recognize that you'll hear more from that organization here. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.